1. England, 1814. Lady Emma Brooksbank was not like most women. She had learned over the years how to watch, to listen, and, most importantly, how to avoid the ploys and snares of the parson's mousetrap. At one point, she was like the other ladies of the ton. She'd wanted to get married and have children, thus securing her place in society. But she had come to a startling realization. Not everyone was destined for a happily ever after. Her mother did not feel the same way. She was constantly parading suitors in front of Emma, in hopes that she might fall desperately in love with one of them. Sadly, she had given her heart once, and it had been misused. Now, she kept her heart guarded, knowing the pain associated with picking up the broken pieces and moving on. Despite all of this, she couldn't very well just disappear from society. Her older brother was a marquis, and a powerful one at that. She was expected to attend social gatherings and pretend that all was well. Her gentle breeding had prepared her for this life, but she found her heart wasn't in it. Emma glanced at the open French doors in the rear of the ballroom and sighed. She would much rather be practicing her archery than mingling with vain and pretentious lords. They were all the same. They would engage her in small talk about polite topics, and she would respond accordingly. The entire interaction seemed synchronized, and it was a game everyone played. But she'd tired of the game long ago. Her mother's laugh drew her attention. "You are most witty, Lord Adam," she said, though the enthusiasm sounded forced. Lord Adam puffed out his chest. "I am glad you appreciate hunting jokes, my lady." "What is not to love?" her mother asked. "My husband used to share some funny anecdotes about hunting, and I suppose I became rather fond of them." "I plan to retire after this season to my country estate in Kent," Lord Adam remarked. "Perhaps I can convince my mother to throw a house party and invite you." He shifted his gaze towards Emma and added, "and your lovely daughter as well." "What fun," her mother said, nudging Emma with her shoulder. "Isn't it, dear?" Knowing what was expected of her, Emma responded, "I do enjoy house parties." She hoped her words sounded genuine enough. Lord Adam looked pleased by her response. "It would be an honour to host you at my country estate, Lady Emma," he said, "although your beauty may prove to be a distraction." Botheration! How she hated flowery words. Emma forced a smile, hoping her thoughts weren't showing on her face. "That is most kind of you to say, my lord." "Do you ride?" "I do," she replied, not liking the direction of this conversation. "Perhaps I could call on you, and we could go riding in Hyde Park." A line of sweat appeared on Lord Adam's brow. It was evident that he felt nervous about extending the invitation. Taking pity on him, she replied, "I would greatly enjoy that." He pushed out a breath of air. "Excellent." The music started up again, and Lord Adam turned his head towards the orchestra with an apologetic look. "I'm afraid I have already promised another this dance, but would you care to dance the supper dance?" Emma stifled the groan on her lips. She would rather dine with anyone other than Lord Adam. He was boring. He spoke only of himself and his ridiculous hunting expeditions. But she didn't dare refuse him. If she did, she would receive a stern lecture from her mother, which was something she wished to avoid. "I would be honoured to dance the supper dance with you." Lord Adam smiled. "I shall be looking forward to it." He remained standing there, his eyes not straying from hers. Finally, after a long moment, he cleared his throat and said, "I should be going." "You wouldn't want to disappoint your next dance partner," she encouraged. "No, I wouldn't," Lord Adam replied, taking a step back. "That would be quite inconsiderate of me." "Yes, it would," Emma agreed. Lord Adam opened his mouth as if he intended to say something, but promptly closed it. "I will be back, Lady Emma," he said, before he turned and disappeared into the crowd. "That was painful," Emma muttered under her breath. Her mother turned to face her with a frown on her lips. "If you want to catch a suitor, then you must try a little harder to engage with them,"